Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking with us about picky eaters. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, picky eating, certainly in children, is it normal?
Yes. So picky eating is common and usually affects up to one third of children and peaks between the ages of 3 and 6 years old.
So where do children get their food preferences from?
So research on food preferences shows us that children, their preferences and patterns of what they consume are largely a reflection of the foods that have become familiar to them. So if you like, as a general guideline for parents, we can consider that it is the parents who are in charge of what foods they expose their children to, what is offered and when the food is offered, and that children are in charge of how much they eat of each of the offered food choices, if you like.
Okay, so you put a plate down in front of the child, and it's got meat, two veg, whatever it might have on it, and it's very clear to the child that's all you're going to get, but you don't need to eat all of it.
That's correct. So right. That's the parent who chose what is, we're going to say, for dinner, and when is dinner, and when do you put it out on the table, and then it's for the child to say, I'm going to eat this much of that food, and that then it stops there.
Okay.
This calls into question a lot about relationships. So we could say like an extreme opposite would be the child dictating, this is what I want for dinner, give me this for dinner. And then the parent for various reasons will do that. Or it could be on the flip side, the parent saying, you eat everything that I gave you. And that's a kind of more forceful or authoritative approach.
Okay, so yeah. if a parent is concerned, they don't want their child to grow up to one of those annoying people that you can't go to a restaurant with anywhere, who I know a few of, then actually, is it so then right for the parent to make sure the child is exposed to a wide variety of foods?
Yeah, so we can think about like exposure as something that happens over time. So research shows that it can take at least 15 times, and for older kids, this can be even more, before a child will begin to accept a new food. So as a parent who wants to offer a wider variety of foods, you can just keep offering. And if you remove the tension, the authoritative back and forth around who's consuming what, then if you just keep exposing, it's likely that the curiosity of your child will take over and that they would try something. But if you're like, try it now, I made you this, you have to eat it, then that's about a power play. And the willpower of humans is extraordinary. And if you ever hang out with small children, it's amazing. So they will do everything to not eat it because you told them to.
Right. So yeah, don't dig your heels in, yeah, as it were. Just eat it if you want. Otherwise,
yeah,
you'd have to wait for the next meal.
Sometimes there's more specific things where there's health concerns that then the parent is holding the anxiety of the well-being of the child. And then what that translates into for the child is the parent's forcing me to eat something I don't want to eat. But that we need to also acknowledge what the parent might be going through and that there's ways of trying to manage that anxiety, which is probably there for good reasons.
Okay. Rebecca, that's much indeed. That was Rebecca Weber there. If you want to contact Rebecca, you can do so through our website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do that on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.